You're listening to the This Is How We See It podcast with your host, Eric Lee. Thanks for tuning in and don't forget to subscribe. Now, here's Eric.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I thank you for tuning in and listening to me today. It is a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We've been having some fantastic weather, spring-like weather. I think last Tuesday, I think we hit 82 degrees. And I think this week is going to be a little bit cooler. And I think one day this coming week is going to be like 55. We've been having some great weather nonetheless. I hope you all are doing well. I am on my third cup of coffee. Been up since 5 o'clock this morning. I don't know why, but even on Saturdays and Sundays, I get up with the chickens, as we say here in North Carolina. Today, I'm going to be talking about a whole lot of things. So I'm going to name this episode Hot Topics because there's a lot going on in national and local news. So let's get right to it. Last week was the Oscars. And I must say that I was a little disappointed. Not because I thought, you know, Oscar's so white, because I believe it was three black people who won Oscars this year. But I was a little disappointed because one of the movies that I thought was just fantastic only won one award. And as you guys know, last week I talked about the movie American Fiction and how excellent I thought it was, and it only won the Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay, and Cord Jefferson, who wrote the movie, received that Oscar, so I was happy about that, but I just would have thought that, you know, Jeffrey Wright, Sterling K. Brown, you know, I thought they were just fantastic in the movie. And so I was a little disappointed that they did not win. Best actor went to Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. Best actress went to Emma Stone for Poor Things. Now, I didn't see either of those movies. Poor Things looked a little weird to me. It just looked off. Like, you know, I don't really like off movies, so... You know, and then Oppenheimer, you know, it just wasn't, you know, when I saw all of the advertising for it, it just didn't look, you know, like a movie that I would run out and go see. Best Supporting Actor went to Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Happy about that. I love Robert Downey Jr. Best Supporting Actress went to Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. She was one of the black people who won an Oscar that night. Best Picture went to Oppenheimer. Best Director was Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. And Best Original Song went to Billie Eilish for What Was I Made For? Which is the theme from the Barbie movie. Well, Billy, if you don't know what you're made for, neither do I. So congratulations to all of the Oscar winners. I thought I couldn't stay up to watch all of it because y'all know I tell y'all around 9 o'clock, it's lights off for me. I don't even have to. I have to, when I get in the bed at night, I have to set my TV timer. Because if I don't, I will wake up the next morning with the TV watching me. And, you know, I'm real funny about electricity and bills and all of that stuff. You know, when you're grown and when you're real grown, You think about stuff like that. CBS is developing the first black daytime soap opera in 35 years. Mm-hmm. It is developing a soap opera about a wealthy black family. And the project is titled, why are all of the soap operas about wealthy people? Well, how come none of the soap operas are really based around poor people or middle class people? Why is it all wealthy people? Anyway, the project is titled The Gates, and it follows the lives of a wealthy black family living in a posh, gated community. The show will be produced by a CBS Studios / NAACP production venture in partnership with P&G Studios, which is a division of Procter & Gamble. The Gates will be written by Emmy-winning daytime veteran Michelle Valjean from The Bold and the Beautiful, who will also serve as the showrunner. Now, Valjean has also written more than 2,000 episodes of daytime TV. So this ain't her first time at the rodeo. Now, the last black daytime soap was NBC's short-lived Generations, which launched in 1989 as a half-hour drama and was reportedly the first U.S. soap to center around a black family from its inception. Also, Fox's 2015 hit drama Empire was regarded by some as a soap opera, though one that aired in prime time. Now, I remember Generations. In 1989, I was a senior in high school, and I remember watching Generations. I remember being excited about it because it was the first soap opera centered around black people. And I was very disappointed when it went off the air. But, you know, as I said before, usually that happens when it does not get a lot of viewership. So, you know, movies, TV, if you guys don't watch it, you know, they are not going to keep airing it, especially if it's centered around a black family. Empire, of course, I watched Empire every week. I loved Empire. So, The Gates will be everything we love about daytime drama from a new and fresh perspective, said Sheila Duxworth, president of the CBS Studios NAACP venture. This series will salute an audience that has been traditionally underserved, with the potential to be a groundbreaking moment for broadcast television. With multi-dimensional characters, juicy storylines, and black culture front and center, The Gates will have impactful representation. One of the key touchstones of the venture. She says, I'm excited to develop this project with CBS and P&G, two of the longest and most passionate champions of broadcast and daytime television, and the NAACP, whose enduring commitment to black voices and artists is both powerful and inspiring. Launching any new daytime soap would actually break a decades-long streak, as the genre has fallen out of favor given its declining ratings amid competition from streaming. The last time a broadcaster launched a new soap opera was in 1999 with NBC's Passion, while CBS's last new soap was The Bold and the Beautiful, which debuted in 1987. There are currently only three surviving daytime soaps on broadcast: The Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, and General Hospital with Days of Our Lives on Peacock. In 2011, ABC made headlines for axing two of the long-running soaps All My Children and One Life to Live. 2 years later, Prospect Park attempted to relaunch the soaps online, but CBS recently renewed the 51-year-old Young and the Restless for 4 additional years. Duxworth and Val Jean will executive produce The Gates alongside Leon Russell, Derek Johnson, and Kimberly Dobereiner. That's a name for you. And the soaps, I started watching soap operas because of my grandmother, like so many of you probably did. I remember being at her house, and I just remember this one week, it was raining like all week. And so in my grandmother's house, she only had one place where you watch television, and that was the TV room. Like she did not have a room in any other room of the house but the TV room. And so I remember going in there. I couldn't go outside to play, so I had to go in there, and she was watching Search for Tomorrow. And I remember looking and being like, oh, who's that? Oh, what? You know, and that's how I started watching soap operas. And I have an aunt who I think she still watches soap operas today. Used to love All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital. And my grandfather used to love, and my grandmother used to love all the CBS soaps, like Young and the Restless, As the World Turns, and Guiding Light. And those were my favorites. So we will be looking for The Gates, hopefully, real soon. So social media is all abuzz about a video that showed Kim K and Bianca Censori together at a Kanye West event. Now you may ask, why is that so strange? Well, because Kim is Kanye's ex-wife and Bianca is Kanye's current wife. So they were seen on video standing by each other and communicating at Kanye's listening party for his new album. So TMZ reported that Kim was standing with Bianca behind a police barrier, grooving and mouthing the words to a song from Kanye's newest studio album, Vultures 2. You know, he always has to come out and attack people. Like Vultures too? Okay, all right. Amazingly, they seemed chill and comfortable in each other's presence at the Chase Center in San Francisco. But one thing was obvious. The women were not best buds or getting chatty with one another, at least in the footage posted on social media. Still, this was totally out of left field. Even their fans were stunned and started gossiping about it on X after the footage spread like wildfire. These were just some of the comments posted on the app. One person said, "Didn't expect that." Somebody else said, "What on earth could they be talking about?" And another person said, "I don't know, but this is crazy." And then somebody else said, "Yo, WTF." Now, as you know, Kim was hitched to Kanye for nearly 7 years before their divorce in 2021, settling it a year later. The couple shares 4 children: North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. And, you know, I'm just not even going to say anything about that. Enter Bianca Censori, a former employee of Kanye's company Yeezy. The two were first seen out together in early 2023 before tying the knot in a private wedding ceremony. Since then, they've been gallivanting around the world as Bianca prances around in public half naked, and sometimes even more than half, wearing sheer tights. Now, I will say, they both just kind of look weird to me, some of the stuff that they wear. I just think that some people try to be, they try too hard to be different. You know, like, girl, like, why are you out here wearing stuff like that? You know, but, you know, hey, who am I? While Kim, what is wrong with me, and Bianca have seemingly had an amicable relationship, it's been reported Kim wasn't too happy about Bianca dressing in revealing outfits while around the kids. And I can understand that. I can understand that. But now all's cool and they're bonding at a Kanye event. Or is this Kim's play to calm her ex? Stay tuned. Now, here's what I have to say about this. Why are people trying to make these two women enemies? Now, Kim has children with Kanye, and Bianca, being his new wife, is going to be in these kids' lives. What Kim and Kanye had is over, apparently, and they have both moved on, so why be enemies? It doesn't seem like Bianca's attacking Kim or anything like that. Because you know sometimes how the new wife or the new girl, you know, sometimes starts attacking the old one. So it doesn't seem to be anything like that. So just let them be. There are four children involved and they are the most important. So let's not try to make something where it's not. TMZ is also reporting that Stephen Colbert is leaning into a new salacious rumor, saying that Prince William might allegedly be having an affair. The Late Show host made the royals one of his topics on Tuesday night's opening monologue, and he completely embraced unfounded speculations and innuendo that Bill is perhaps cheating, a rumor that has been floating around for a while in the tabloids. Now, first of all, I didn't know they called William Bill. I had no idea. So when I read Bill, I was like, who the heck? Oh, William Bill. Oh, okay. The alleged other woman in question is Lady Rose Hanbury, the Marchioness of Charlemondeley, who's been in William and Kate's inner orbit as a friend for years. Now, in case you are wondering what a marchioness is, it is the widow or wife of a marquis or a marquess. So a marchioness is the wife of a marquess, okay? Now, this has never been confirmed, but it's been gossiped about for a long time. And now, amid Kate's mysterious absence, it's kicked into high gear again. While some suggesting that it somehow has something to do with why she's been out of the spotlight. Okay? Now, Colbert didn't seem all that interested in connecting the dots, but he was happy to poke fun at the headlines that have theorized this, cracking jokes at Will and Kate's expense. He even made fun of a report that suggested Kate had confronted her husband about this, to which the prince allegedly laughed it off and said it was much ado about nothing. Now, it's interesting that they said that, you know, that this was talked about before. I had never heard. I didn't know that there was any kind of speculation that Prince William was having an affair. I did not know that. But apparently it is. Now, this next story is very disturbing. And it just, it made me sick to my stomach. when I heard about it. Deputies in North Carolina are investigating whether two children who were hospitalized received fentanyl pills from a daycare employee. Duplin County deputies say Lou Anna's Child Care Center is cooperating with their investigation after two children ended up at the hospital last Wednesday. The children were unresponsive after deputies say they swallowed suspected fentanyl. Deputies say their investigation shows the children received candy later determined to be suspected fentanyl pills from one of the daycare employees. Parents realize it wasn't candy and turn what was left over to the deputies. Both children were treated and released from the hospital. Thank the Lord for that. A sign posted last week at the front of the daycare center says no outside snacks are allowed inside the facility due to recent incidents that occurred. It says if parents want to celebrate any special occasion, they should contact the director, who will then purchase the items they'd like to have. Now, no one has been arrested at this point in the case, which is weird to me. I don't understand. And what's so funny is all the articles that I tried to look for a person's name. And what's funny to me is that the person who is under the investigation is not even named. So we know, now normally they don't release names if they're minors, but if this person is working in a daycare, they are not a minor. And it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me. I guess they're waiting for the end of the investigation for an arrest. I'm not quite sure, though, why they're waiting for that. Because here's the thing. Why are you bringing fentanyl to a daycare? Now, they said something about they thought it was candy. But do we really know that that person thought it was candy? Do we really know that this was not intentional? Why in the world, if you're selling fentanyl, if you're taking fentanyl, you should know better than to bring it to a daycare. I don't care what your reason was. Why are you bringing it into a daycare? Okay, what you do at your home is your own business. But now that has spilled over and two children could have died from taking fentanyl. And no one's been arrested? Okay. All right. That's just kind of odd to me. Very odd to me. So everybody probably knows who Don Lemon is. He is the black journalist that used to be on CNN, but he was let go from there a couple of months ago. Then we heard that he was bringing the Don Lemon show to X, as you know, formerly Twitter. For his first show on X, Don wanted to interview Elon Musk, who owns X. Well, something must have happened during that interview because Elon announced shortly afterward that he was canceling his agreement with Don. Now, Don says that it was because he asked questions that Elon didn't want to answer. And at times during the interview, it got contentious, especially when Don asked Elon about his ketamine usage. Now, ketamine is used by medical practitioners and vets as an anesthetic. but it's sometimes used illegally by people to get high. Ketamine is a dissociative drug, which means it causes people to feel separated or detached from their body or physical environment. Now, I don't even know why anybody would want to feel that. Why would you want to feel detached from your body? Disassociatives are similar to psychedelics. They can cause hallucinations and other changes in thoughts, emotions, and consciousness. Now, Elon says that he canceled the deal because he felt Don was not genuine and that he was bringing that same old stale stuff from CNN to X. And Elon says that he thought Don was going to be different. He thought that Don was going to be fresh. And after the interview, he says that he realized that he wasn't. And so that's why he canceled the agreement. Don says that he will continue his show, just not on X. Now, here's a weird story. This is a weird story. In a TikTok video, a lady named Mish, now that's her name. I don't know what her real name is. I guess people don't really use their real names on TikTok. But Mish explained that she previously worked at a restaurant located about 15 minutes from her house. At the time, she was living with a roommate, and his bedroom was on the first floor, while hers was on the second. One morning, she woke up feeling awful and realized that she had a stomach bug. Deciding to call out of work, Mish called her boss and spoke to him on the phone. She explained to him that she wasn't feeling well, and the conversation was pretty short, with him confirming that he was fine with her staying home. Who goes to work sick? I'm not going to work sick. She says, I tell my roommate, hey, I'm really sick. I'm going to go back to bed and go to sleep, she recalled. Her roommate decided to go outside so he could play his guitar without disturbing her sleep. Well, that was thoughtful. Since he was only in the backyard, he left the door unlocked. Dun, 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 dun. However, her boss apparently took the unlocked door as an invitation. After pulling into their driveway, he claimed to have knocked on their door. When he got no response, he noticed the door was unlocked and let himself in. He claims, she said, he called my name out a few times, walked around, didn't see or hear me, so he went upstairs. That's why I woke up and he's standing at the foot of my bed, kind of waving at me. When Mish got her bearings, her boss began explaining that while he knew she already called out sick, he figured that maybe she just didn't want to drive herself to work. He suggested that he could drive her himself. Now, she only works 15 minutes away from the house. Okay. You remember me saying that. So this man comes to her house talking about, well, I just felt maybe you called out because you didn't want to drive to work. At that point, she said, I woke up. I literally thought I was having a fever dream, she recalled. When I finally came to, I'm like, what are you doing? This is not okay. You need to get out of my room. I am not coming to work. At that, she said her boss left her house. How freakish is that? There is something else up with that. There is something else up with that. How, first of all, she called into work. She already told you that she's not going to come to work. And you come to her house and let yourself in and then goes into the room. Now, if he knocked on that door and didn't hear anyone and no one came to it, first of all, he should have never even went to this girl's house. And if he knocked on that door and no one came, he should have turned himself right around, got back in his car, and went back to wherever it is he came from. This is freakish. And I don't know, but she needs to have that investigated because something's not right about that. And then one thing came to my mind is, were they sleeping together? Like, I just don't understand how he felt he could come to this woman's house unannounced. This is just weird to me. Now, if that was in it, he better thank God because he could have got shot. What if that roommate, the guy roommate, came back and saw this strange man in his house? He could have got shot. He could have got stabbed. This man could have got hurt. You don't do. Who does that? Who does that? Well, that's my show. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me. Never missing a beat, yeah.